Welcome to Module 9 of this MVA course on how to automate workloads using System Center Orchestrator. I'm Simon Perriman from Five9, and I'm joined again by Gordon McKenna from Infomom. In this module, we're going to be taking a look at the integration pack for System Center Virtual Machine Manager, which is used to go manage our Fabric, deploy virtual machines, and basically be kind of our central management console for all different types of virtualized resources. I'm going to turn it over to Gordon, and he's going to take it away.
Thank you very much, Simon. So, again, one of the more exciting management packs, I think, because it's got some real beneficial real-world scenarios within here as well. So we're going to have a bit of an overview of the integration pack. We're going to look at registration and deployment again, connection configuration, an overview of the activities that exist within there. I'm going to show you through a number of different demo scenarios and maybe even show you a couple of samples in there as well. And then we're going to cover off best practices, and then I'm going to show you how you can go out there and acquire the integration pack. So firstly, let's have an overview of the integration pack. So the Virtual Machine Manager integration pack has a number of activities that can be that you can use to automate kind of day-to-day administration tasks, I would say, in Virtual Machine Manager. These include things like deploying virtual machines, deploying services, creating checkpoints, creating user roles, to updating virtual machines with disks, for example. So all the kind of things that you would like to do as part of an IT as a service deployment, we can do that through through Orchestrator, and we can even have those activities kicked off from Service Manager, for example, through the service request fulfillment piece and the SharePoint console. Or we could integrate it into your preferred help desk application and do the automation directly from there, as well as other portals or products you might be using in the org. So registering and deploying, pretty simply, you spin up Deployment Manager, you run the register integration pack from the drop-down menu, and this registers the integration pack on the Orchestrator Management Server. Once this is done, you then need to deploy the integration pack to the Runbook servers and Runbook designers, or both if you're running them both together. And then finally, just confirm the integration pack has been registered and deployed. Connection configuration, again, from the options menu, we have a pull down for System Center 2012 Virtual Machine Manager, and we can add the connection information and specify a name for that connection. We select the System Center Virtual Machine Manager connection type. We then enter the following properties of the connection: VMM administrator console, because we're actually accessing the VMM API, the VMM server, the user, the domain, the password for connecting, the authentication type that we're connecting over. So if you have a secure VMM installation, you need to specify that as well. The port, if you're using SSL, we need to specify that also. And also we have a section for a cache session timeout.
One thing I wanted to note here, as you take a look at the integration pack, you'll notice it's named System Center 2012. With all of the System Center integration packs, they're going to be compatible for both 2012 and 2012 R2. So don't get misled or worry about trying to find an updated one. It will support both versions.
Yeah, and finally, remember to create a separate connection for each Virtual Machine Manager instance if the security credentials differ. So let's look at some of the activities, and some of these are very useful in the kind of IT as a service scenarios. So we could apply a pending service update to Virtual Machine Manager. And what that will actually do is that will go through Virtual Machine Manager's maintenance mode process for applying an update. It might evacuate a host, apply that update, and then kind of move the VMs back to that host. Again, we can create checkpoints. I can create a new network adapter for a device on the fly. I can create a VM from a template, get a checkpoint, get a VM, start, stop, shut down a VM, configure a service deployment. For those familiar not with Virtual Machine Manager, a service deployment is typically one or more VMs that are deployed together in a service topology. You know, so this could be a multi-tier line of business application that I deploy. Service templates have some quite unique properties in the fact that I can scale them up and down as well. And that might be another function that I might want to do, scale a virtual machine tier up and down as well. Create a new desk, create a new user role, deploy service, get cloud, just some of the other many activity objects that we have in this very useful integration pack. So should we get in and have a look at the demo, Simon?
Let's do that. Meanwhile, while you're switching over, another question I commonly get asked is, how do I keep track of changes that are made to the runbooks? You know, let's say you work with multiple administrators, different people are making edits, then all of a sudden something doesn't work. One of the nice things about the Runbook Designer is when you select a runbook, down at the very bottom, there's a little tab called Audit History. If you go and expand that, what you'll see is every single time the runbook's been checked in, along with the list of changes. So it's going to give you different fields, the old value, the new value. And so what you can essentially do is kind of backtrack through that, you know, reverse engineer that process to go and update your your runbook back to the way that it was before the change happened, before there were problems. So make sure you can take advantage of that audit history tab if you need to kind of see how things have changed, who and when changed them.
Okay, should we take a look at the demo now?
Let's do that.
Okay, so as you can see in the console, I have kind of all my activities here contained within my integration packs for the System Center products that I've got deployed in my environment. And for Virtual Machine Manager, you can see that we've got many different types of activity objects, from updating a VM to scaling a tier in and out. I mentioned that with a service template. To kind of repairing, removing, managing checkpoints within there. So I'm just going to run you through a couple of these activity objects. Obviously, in your environment, you would have more than these activity objects together, but I wanted to just show you how these interact. So I've got a create user role here. So I'm actually just going to go in and I'm going to create a tenant admin by the name of demo user within here. There's my virtual machine manager connection there. I'm going to check that runbook out. And I'm going to run my favorite runbook tester against that. And you can see that's going to connect in to my instance here. You can see the activity ID, which is particularly useful there if you're actually integrating this into other environments. You can see that's now connecting across to Service Manager. And you can see it's a success. And I can see that my tenant admin's been created. So I'm actually just going to jump across to Virtual Machine Manager. And I'm just going to go and have a look into my settings section and have a look at my user roles. And there, lo and behold, is my demo user that I've just created with my integration. I can see that it's a tenant administrator there. So just jumping back to Orchestrator again. And just gonna go full screen on that. In fact, let's actually go back to the Orchestrator instance there. And I'm going to go back in and look at a couple of the other activities in here. So we've got deploy virtual machine here. So again, I've got a number of different parameters here. I can put the destination type. So I want to actually put this on the cloud. And for those, again, that are unfamiliar with Virtual Machine Manager, a cloud is a logical grouping together of network, compute, and storage that I then can assign users to. And you know, I can put limits on. And it's basically carving out a chunk of my infrastructure and putting it in a private cloud format for a user. So I've choose my destination cloud, which is Contoso. I've got a path there, a VM name, VM demo that I'm going to use, a source template name. And you can actually see here, if I have more than one template here, I can connect into Virtual Machine Manager and choose that. And then I have a cloud capability profile. So a cloud capability profile is what type of hypervisor I want to run that over. Is that, you know, because we do support in Virtual Machine Manager, Xen and VMware, as well as Hyper-V. So I'm going to choose that cloud capability profile. And I'm actually just going to go to my runbook tester. I'm going to check out that runbook. And I'm going to basically deploy that virtual machine. Now, I'm hoping I've got enough memory here because I've got a lot of VMs running. But I should actually, if I go again over to Virtual Machine Manager here, I should actually see that VM being created. I go into my VMs and services.
It may be under the jobs tab.
Yeah, good call there.
Oh, well, there actually, we go. There it just pops up. Yes. There you go.
Yeah, so there's my VM demo there. You can see it being created. It's in a stop state. And again, you can see it's pretty quick, you know, and I've done that. And you think about the use case scenarios for that. I could kind of run that from practically any other product, right? All I've got to do is specify a couple of credentials. And, you know, quite interestingly, I could have that in a self-service portal where the user specifies some credential. It might be developers, for example. They specify those particular credentials. Now, I'm just going to leave that in a stop state in there. again, from a capacity point of view. And I'm going to go back to my next one here, which is actually deploy a service. Now, again, as I mentioned, services are quite different to service templates. And I've actually got a stock trader service here. And again, if I look into Virtual Machine Manager and I go into my library and I look at my templates really quickly, you can see I've got a stock trader service in here. And if I kind of just very quickly show you the designer within here so you can see what that looks like, that's actually a multi-tier template. It's got a two Windows Server data centers representing two tiers of the application. I've got two NICs connecting to an external network, and I've got different types of specifications for those two servers. And you know, if I look at the properties of those, you can see that I can have a, I'm deploying with a default instance of one, but I can scale tier up to five instances. So imagine this being a web farm, and I want to scale my web farm up. I can actually have a load balancer in here. You can see the load balancer at the top. And as I scale my web nodes up, I just give the load balancer my IP address information, and I can scale up and down in my private cloud scenario, as I would kind of be able to natively in a public cloud. So a very effective way of using virtual machine templates. So I'm actually just going to go back to Orchestrator, and I'm going to run that stock trader. Now, I know I haven't got enough capacity for this, so I apologize beforehand, because I know these are not going to deploy, but I'm going to go through the motions and kind of show you how this works as well. So again, we can see my little deploy service there. I'm going to click on run. And that's going to actually click. So that is actually going to deploy my template to my clouds. But actually, I haven't really got enough capacity in there. And if we go into my if we go into jobs in here, and we look at what's running in here, we can see there's my service instance. Well, I might well deploy, might have enough capacity in there. We can see my service instances are actually being created there. So, and you can see all of the, you know, all of the steps in that taking place. And when that's returned, you know, the API will call back to Service Manager and tell me whether that's been successful or not. The final couple of things I want to show you on here are, in fact, the final thing I want to show you on here is retrieving information from a cloud. So again, we have this concept of clouds within a virtual machine manager that we deploy elements to. You can see I've got a couple in there with a number. Oh, and actually, there's my service template being deployed. So that did actually work in there. So that's very good to see. And actually in here, we have a cloud. So I'm going to access to a cloud, and I'm actually just going to return the information from that cloud into a local file, which is going to be located on my local C drive. And actually, again, I'm going to run my runbook tester from here so I can see that being run. And I'm going to run that and then just view the information down the bottom. And actually, while we're waiting for that to come back, I should actually have my other runbook here. And there you go, just to prove my service. There's my successful deployment of my stock trader service in there, yeah? Now, could you actually use those runbooks, the tier runbooks now, to scale that up and down? So there's my activity. I'm getting the cloud information. I'm appending the line within there in VM Cloud. And again, if I go to my local disk here and we look at my VM Cloud, it's actually pulled off the names of the two clouds that I've got here. So that's me interacting into Virtual Machine Manager and pulling back some information. So, you know, some very basic runbooks, but I think they show you and give you an idea about some of the core functionality that you can use this pack for. And, you know, a real good example of kind of where this was implemented by Microsoft was with the Cloud Services Process Pack that was available with Service Manager that actually gave you service templates and orchestrator runbooks together. And users could actually create their own clouds and request to be tenants of them, and then actually, you know, deploy VMs to those clouds. Obviously, kind of superseded these days by Windows Azure Pack, probably, would be the safe thing to say. But definitely a really great use case scenario for kind of what I like to call infrastructure as a service.
Great. Well, that was a really cool demo. I enjoyed that a lot. And, you know, even though your demos were kind of short, you know, just a couple activities, keep in mind, these can be massive. We don't place any limitations on the scope of these activities. But as a best practice we talked about earlier, try doing that modular design, you know, create all these separate independent runbooks that can call each other. The smaller the better, easier to import, export, and move around. But what other best practices can you offer us?
Well, actually, you know, on that note that you gave, you know, good... you know, if I think about the orchestrated deployments that my team get involved with, a lot of it is really sitting down and working out what the processes are and the workflows around mm-hmm. that, yeah? So one thing that I will say is automation can be a really great business enabler, but without governance, it can also be something which can be, you know, pretty harmful in the environment. So you need to understand how orchestration fits in with your change management process. So, you know, it's great us showing all these runbooks kicking off, but you might want to kick them off from your ITIL product. From if it was Service Manager, for example, we could actually kick a runbook off from a change management template that we set up, or a change record. So make sure that you add that governance in there as well. And, you know, again, most of our engagements start off with us workshopping and drawing out on a whiteboard what are all the moving bits of our runbook. Once we've done that and we visualize that, we then turn that into a technology-based runbook that we can deploy. So good exercises around that. Other best practices are the normals. You know, make sure you get your security permissions right. You know, make sure you test your runbooks with the runbook tester. And wherever possible, add your error handling activities into your runbooks too. So finally, acquiring the integration pack, well, you can search the web and you'll come across our download center, which will show you where the Microsoft packs are. But we have a great new link as well, Simon.
That's available through scorchcenter.com. And yeah. If you find the IP list, that will include every integration pack that's available. Now, again, I also want to mention this is fully supported by Microsoft. You know, it seems to be one of the better integration packs I've worked with as far as the richness of it. So definitely, if you're managing that with a virtualized environment, great tool. If you're managing VMware and Citrix through VMM, you can also use this. And again, I want to mention that there is an integration pack specifically for VMware. We are not including that in this course itself, but if you check the recommended resources within the MVA site, or as part of the first module, we will include that link to the actual VMware course so you can see how to go manage that.
And actually written by Microsoft, I believe that.
That is true as well. Yeah. The VMware integration pack also written by Microsoft. Another example of our goals of really trying to embrace that interoperability. Well, with that, we want to thank you for joining this module. In our next module, we'll be taking a look at System Center Configuration Manager and how to integrate that with Orchestrator.